In our news bulletins over the last 24 hours or so, a senator has called for a Garda investigation into a care home in Killarney that was operated by the HSE. Senator Tom Clonan says an urgent investigation is needed into the care of residents with intellectual disabilities who lived at Clún Fionnán. The facility was closed a number of years ago. Senator Clonan was speaking in the Shannon about this and about the findings of a report by the Health and Information and Quality Authority into services at Clún Fionnán in December 2017. And Senator Clonan is with me on the line. Good morning to you and thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Jerry.
What are you looking for here, I suppose, and what are your concerns in relation to HICWA reports?
Well, all of your listeners will be aware of the Kerry CAMHS, the Child and Adolescent Mental Health Services, the terrible, awful tragedy for hundreds and hundreds of children, teenagers, young adults, where inappropriate prescribing practices were carried out, where basically you had medical personnel in the CAMHS service who had no higher specialist training, who were not being supervised properly and engaged in practices that fell far below the standard that we would expect, the minimum. And it led to huge, awful, life-altering and life-changing, life-limiting outcomes for young people who, you know, and it'll impact on them for the rest of their lives. Mm. Now, that scandal prompted the minister, Mary Butler, to order an audit into all of the CAMHS services throughout Kerry. And on Garda Síochána, the protected services unit in Killarney also invited family members and persons affected to come in and talk to Garda Síochána to make statements because of the potential for a criminal investigation in this regard. So it's in that context that I'm asking for a similar audit and Garda investigation into what I believe to be a similar pattern of inappropriate prescribing and inappropriate treatment of persons with intellectual disabilities in places like Clún Fionnán in Killarney. And it has been brought to my attention that there was a report published by HICWA in December 2017 that raised serious concerns about prescribing practices, and that critically and crucially there was an inspection that took place in August of 2017 over the 30th and 31st of August, and a draft report was drawn up, which I believe is a shocking report, but it has not been published. It has been suppressed for reasons that I find
completely you'd like to know why that report was never published.
I don't really care as to what excuses they give.
But you want to see you want to see what was in the report.
Yeah, okay. I want to see it.
Because the reason I asked is because there was a number of different reports done here, and you know, all of them coming out showing problems and issues. There was one from November 2016 where it found that the residents there were denied aspects of normal life and left with little choice or control over their existence. No access to personal shopping, laundry, kitchenettes, personal hygiene and shaving. Many of the residents were eager to transition to life in a community, but a lack of funding had delayed the process. Massive concern to HICWA there. That was an unannounced visit in August of 2016. It was earmarked back then for closure. It took another couple of years before it was closed. And there was more reports, like the one you cited in 2017, and that one where, you know, it describes the situation there as bleak and dated and a place in a poor state of repair, and the inspectors found that, you know, that was an accurate description of what the situation was like. And Cork Kerry Healthcare said, look, we are closing this, we do understand, we want to decongregate the area, but you want to know exactly more detail on treatments given to people there while they were there. Is that
the
case?
Like this is our contemporary scandal, Jerry. Like, we look back at mother and baby homes, clerical, institutional, and sexual abuse, and we go, they're the scandals of the past, you know. But these are the scandals that are happening right now, right here in our communities throughout the Republic of Ireland. Now, I have four kids. Well, they're adults and teenagers. And my 21-year-old son, Owen, is a wheelchair user. He's a neuromuscular disease. And that's what brought me into politics, just the absolute lack, absence of supports, services, therapies, appropriate, integrated settings for people with disabilities. That's our lived experience. It is Ireland is the worst country in the European Union to have any kind of a disability or to find yourself as a child or adolescent. Anybody listening who knows, if a child goes or a young adult goes into crisis, knows that the services and supports are completely absent. I mean, it was even suggested that people in Kerry would access child and adolescent mental health services by telelink to a doctor in the Middle East. This is completely and utterly untenable, and we have to get right to the heart of it. We have some very, very highly paid individuals in the Department of Health and Children, some of them with the highest salaries in the public service in Ireland, presiding over a system that is in complete failure. And I want it investigated. I want it documented. I want it quantified.
And we did. We did contact HICWA. Got no response from them. We did contact the HSE. They said they will come back to us in relation to this. No.
And HICWA and Jerry, did. Jerry, yeah. I would also ask HICWA, you know, when they decongregate these settings, where did the people go?
Yeah. And are the support? And a constant question, Tom, is: are the supports there in the community to support them in their new living arrangements? That's a constant question that we have.
And Jerry, I just want to say, this is not a criticism of doctors or speech therapists or occupational therapists. It's not a criticism of clinicians and people who are on the front line. The problem is that they're all emigrating. They're going to Canada. They're going to Australia. They're going to New Zealand. Anywhere but Ireland, because of the dysfunction that operates within the HSE. And that has to be called out for our collective well-being and for the future of our health service.
Just outline, HICWA did tell the Irish Examiner in 2021, and they asked them about the unpublished draft report on the August 2017 inspections. A spokesperson says, while an inspection did take place, the draft report did not go through the due process that's applied to all inspection reports in advance of publication, including the provider's right of reply, an opportunity to provide feedback to the content of the draft report. Therefore, the report could not be published. Now, this was taken up by the Office of the Information Commissioner that adjudicated into a decision by HICWA not to release the records, including draft reports, in relation to that inspection. It's in its justification as to why it deactivated the report, it said that key persons in the inspector's team were on leave. As a result, HICWA told the Office of the Information Commissioner that line management was not in a position to complete the quality check of the draft report within timelines. And HICWA said a draft report must be completed within 15 days of the inspection. Therefore, a timeline of 10 days applies for quality assurance review by management and a further 2 days for the draft report to be issued to the provider for the purpose of factual accuracy checks and feedback. So that's some outlining of why they said it hasn't been reported.
And Jerry, that all speaks to process and bureaucracy and basically drivel. What I want to know is what was happening to the young, vulnerable people in that setting.
What was in the report?
And if it was my child, I'd want to know what was going on, what was being prescribed, were young men being chemically castrated and chemically incarcerated for reasons of convenience.
Just for the layperson on that, is that hormone blockers you're talking about?
So I believe, and I'm not a medical doctor myself, but I am aware of situations in Ireland where there is such poor investment in our intellectual disability and mental health services that in the absence of proper occupational therapy, in the absence of proper stimulation, and as you were referring to earlier, you know, day-to-day routines that are stimulating and you know, satisfying, in the absence of those routines, because of lack of investment, lack of staff, that people are over-medicated in order to keep them basically quiet.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And, you know, I think, you know,
we need to find out if that was happening and how and why it was happening.
Yeah, and I'm motivated by this, Jerry, because I'm like thousands of parents throughout Ireland. My son is 21. What's going to happen to him when I die?
Yeah.
Is he going to end up in one of these? In fact, what will happen in Dublin to him is he'll end up going into a nursing home when he's about 35 or 36 when I pass away, because there are no proper integrated settings in the community. There is no housing or homes or supported living for people with disabilities.
Yeah.
It's an absolute disgrace.
And that's why you're calling for concern for investigation into this.
Yeah, Tom, Jerry,
very briefly.
Go, can I ask you one big favour? I was just listening to the death notices there. My uncle Tom McIntyre passed away in Dingle recently. and his wife, my aunt June McIntyre. A lot of your listeners would know June McIntyre, her art studio there in Dingle. She's very ill, and I just want to send him my best wishes, and to my cousin Louise McIntyre, who's looking after June at the moment, and okay. It's a very tough time for the family. And okay. I just want to thank all the wonderful people in Dingle for an amazing community for the life that they gave my aunt and uncle when he retired from London.
The support
so
that they're
just
getting.
Want to okay. get that shout out.
No
to
problem,
Kerry.
Tom. And our thoughts are with them, that's for sure, and with the family. Thanks very much for talking to us. That's Senator Tom Clonan there. If you have a view on what he had to say, the questions he wants answered by Hikwa.